Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a lovely sunny weekend. We certainly did here, which was wonderful. If you weren't able to attend yesterday's class, as many of you weren't able to, which is no problem, the replay is now available below. We did a lovely herbal tea ritual. We did creative drawing around allowing and an exercise that I think is really helpful for you for this month, and a lovely meditation. So if you want to listen back to some or all of that, the link is under the monthly gathering heading below. So as we move on now in this month, I asked you to reflect on Friday of who you would be if you, or on Thursday, sorry, who you would be if you allowed yourself to, you know, just go for everything you want. We are moving into a time now in the universe and in the on earth where we are downloading a huge amount of new energy, okay? And this energy is calling us to be very, very specific about what we're trying to co-create in our life. And part of co-creating or creating in general in our life means that we have to allow certain energies to move. As I explained, this month is not about not pushing for things so that you can allow a flow energy to come in. We've covered flow energy last month and I think even the month before. This month is about getting very specific around what things you're not allowing. So some examples are like, for example, if you run your own business, maybe you're not allowing yourself to charge more. Maybe you're not allowing yourself to work different hours. If you're in a job that's very difficult, maybe you're not allowing yourself to talk to your boss about help that can get. Maybe you're not allowing yourself to ask for that pay rise. Maybe you're not allowing yourself to even change your career altogether. If you're in a relationship that's difficult, maybe you're not allowing yourself to speak up about how you're feeling. If you're not in a relationship, maybe you're not allowing yourself to believe it's possible for you to have one, and so on. Okay, so there'll be lots of things you're not allowing in your life. Some of these are going to come from limiting thoughts and limiting beliefs. Some of them are going to come from past experiences that have like doubt, you know, put doubts in your mind. Some of them will come from misplaced guilt around things or like what people are going to think about you. So what I want you to do today is to think around the specific things that you want to allow yourself to do. Now, there was only two people at the class yesterday. You will have already done this exercise, okay, with me in the drawing part. So what I would like you to do is to now start to think about what steps you're going to take to get to that next place. So this whole teaching is about writing out what you want to allow yourself to do. And then the second part of this teaching is what steps then you're going to have to make to allow those things to happen. So I'll just give a few examples here. Okay, so yesterday we did the exercise in the class and I wrote down one of the things is I'm allowing myself to lose the weight in my body and return my body to its natural, healthy and happy start. Okay. That might sound a bit ridiculous that I would allow myself to lose weight, but you know, there's certain things that are, you know, stopping me, different medications, mindset, all of that. So I have to look now and say, okay, that's what I want to allow myself. So how do I allow myself to do that? Okay, we're not going to talk about the limiting beliefs today, just how would I allow myself to do that? So what I would do to allow myself to do that is to maybe come up with some sort of a plan, maybe look at what's preventing me on a physical level, you know, certain medications I'm on. So maybe reducing them or coming off them altogether, you know, like a very specific plan. Another one that I put up is I'm allowing myself to stop putting myself under so much pressure around my work, and I'm already doing a lot already. So how do I allow myself to stop putting myself under pressure in work? Well, the first thing is to recognize everything I am already doing. The second thing would be then to recognize what happens when I do put myself under pressure, how that affects my body, my mind, my energy levels. And then it's about being very strategic then and saying, okay, well, how do I make my work be a little bit different? What does my scheduling need to be like? What does the flow aspect need to be like? How do I, you know, have more time off? Like these kind of things, okay? So today is a very practical teaching, but it's definitely going to get you really clued in. So that for the rest of this month, we know exactly where we are, we know exactly what we're hoping to do, and we can move forward in that way. And I look forward to talking to you later in the week.